Hello, and welcome to episode 94 of the Convenient Counselor podcast. My name is Brianna Leach. I'm a wife, a mom of three, and a licensed counselor. And this week, my self-care has looked like extra vitamin C and online window shopping. And I hope that you are taking time out of your week to care for yourself. And I am so thankful you're here listening today. This podcast was created to give you a safe space to learn more about yourself and to learn about mental health topics on your time. This is supposed to be a supplement for your mental health, but definitely not a replacement for actual therapy, which I hope you're pursuing. Today, I wanted to talk about something that we all deal with on a regular basis, some of us more than others. Even if you think you are a completely positive, upbeat person, we all have negative thoughts that will come out of nowhere, or maybe they're some of our presets, but we all deal with it. And in order to move on from these negative thoughts, we have to learn and practice challenging them. Do you currently do that? When a negative thought pops into your head, do you challenge it? From a Bible standpoint, it talks about taking every thought captive. That means drawing it out, acknowledging it, asking it questions, interrogating it, basically. Do you challenge the negative thoughts that come into your head on a regular basis? I want to give you five questions or ways to challenge negative thoughts when they pop into your head. But before I do that, the key here is awareness. I always say awareness makes you awesome, but you have to be aware of these thoughts in order to even call them out or to challenge them. So as you're going through a scenario, let's say something's very disappointing. What's going through your mind? Who are you placing blame on, or where does the fault lie? How are you reacting when things are stressful? What are the negative thoughts that pop into your brain? Typically, when we are in a mindset that produces negative thoughts, it's not always rational. It might be a little bit dramatic, and that's okay. But the key is, you need to have awareness before you can attack. So once you're aware of the thought, here are five things to ask it. And this is in no particular order. All five of these might not apply each time, but you can choose from one of these. So the first one is this thought 100% true? Is it even true what I'm thinking? That's the first one. Secondly, what is another possibility or a more helpful thought in this moment? Would it be more helpful to point out something that you're thankful for right now? Or is there another possible outcome in this scenario that I can consider, rather than just focusing on the negative one? The third question is that if a friend was saying this thought, this negative thought that I have, if one of my friends was saying it, what would I say to him or her? How would I advise them in this moment? Sometimes it's helpful to take a step back and try to be objective in your own situation. What would you say to a friend if they were having this same thought? The fourth one is, what is the worst that could really happen? So maybe you're going for a job interview. The worst that could happen is you don't get the job. Consider what the potential outcome could be. Then you feel a little more prepared. And then it leads to number five, which is, if the worst happens, how can I deal with it and who can support me? If I don't get this job, how am I going to cope? And who's going to be there to cheer me on or support me? So those are the five that I want you to throw at a negative thought. And don't worry, we're going to break it down. I'm going to give you three examples right now. Let's do one that we might think regularly. I know I've thought it. You've probably thought it. It's the negative thought of, I can't do this. Maybe you're presented with a new task. Maybe you're overwhelmed with things that are on your schedule. And your brain gives the encouraging message of, you can't do this. Who are you kidding? You can't do this. Hold up. Let's pull out our tools. Let's challenge this thought in real time in this moment. So, I can't do this. Is that 100% true? Are you fully incapable of doing whatever's on your to-do list, or this task at hand, or dealing with this conflict? No, that's not true. Maybe partially. Maybe you don't feel totally equipped, but you can do it. You can figure out a way. That's not 100% true. Next one. What is another possibility or a more helpful thought? I can do hard things, or life is tough, but so am I. We don't have to have a cliche, but in this moment, what's another possibility? I'm going to get this to-do list done. It may not be in the time frame I was expecting, but I can do it. I can team up with someone or a system that's going to help me do this. I can get additional resources or training. I can do this. Sometimes it just takes that mental pause to shift it a little bit more. Let's keep going. If a friend was telling me, I can't do this, what would I say? Of course you can. No, we're not talking about toxic positivity in this moment. We're saying, you know what? That does look hard, but I bet you can tap into this resource in order to get it done. Or I bet you can rally your energy for 30 minutes and do the thing you're needing to get done. You may not feel great about it, but it'll be done. And continuing down the list in that moment, I can't do this. Okay, so what's the worst that could happen? You don't do it. Let's just say you don't do it. Not that you can't, but maybe you just don't because you don't have the energy at this moment. Okay, so you don't do this task. So what are the consequences of that? If the worst happens, moving on, how can I deal with it and who can support me? So let's say I don't turn this homework in because I don't feel like I can do it. Okay, you get a zero. It might affect your grade. If I fail a class, do I have to retake it? Do I have to withdraw? Who can support me on this? Is that willing? Am I willing to do all of that? So again, all of this can take just a few seconds in your mind, but if you can have those tools ready of applying these questions to that negative thought, it can get you out of the funk a little bit faster. Let's do another example. Maybe you've had the negative thought of, oh, nobody cares. Nobody cares about my stories, about what I'm thinking. No one even notices me. So let's go down the list. Is that 100% true? No. There's someone in your life that cares. And if you feel like there's not, reach out to me because I care. But there's someone in your life who cares. We know just right out the gate that statement is not true. However it got into your mind, it's not true. What is another possibility or a more helpful thought? In this moment, I want to acknowledge what I'm feeling. If the thought of nobody cares is in my brain, I must be feeling lonely. I must be feeling isolated, or that, oh, I'm the only person dealing with this struggle. Or maybe I put myself out there and didn't get any feedback, and so it feels like nobody cares. If you had a friend saying this, what would you say to him or her? What would you say if your friend told you, nobody cares about this situation, nobody cares about me? I think the fact that your friend's telling you would show that they know that you care. What would you say? And then what if nobody cares? What if the worst that could really happen happened? What if you think the worst case is no one cares, I'm all alone? My follow-up would be, okay, do you care? Do you care enough about this story or this decision or this thing that you're doing to continue moving forward? And if nobody cares, how do you deal with that? And who can support you? Again, we already negated it at the beginning, but I'm just going through the whole list. Someone cares about you. And if you think there's no one in your life that does, reach out to me because I do. Moving on, my last example today is one that I feel or think often. And it is, this is the worst blank. Or I'm the worst blank. Fill in your own blank. But there's so many moments where you're like, this is the worst. Or, oh, I'm the worst mom. I'm the worst friend. I'm the worst wife. Whatever. Let's go through our list, everyone. Is that 100% true? No. A bad moment does not make you a bad person. Just like a bad choice doesn't make you a bad person. A bad day doesn't make a bad week, life, whatever. In that moment, like I said, we tend to be dramatic and irrational. So it is not the actual worst. It's not 100% true. What's another possibility or more helpful thought? Ooh, this really sucks right now. That's okay to say that. You're acknowledging how something feels. This is no fun, but I know I can get through it. I won't feel this way forever. Whatever you think might be a more helpful thought in that moment. if a friend was saying this, what would I say to this friend? Oh, I'm so sorry. It sounds like you're struggling right now. Or, yes, that really stinks. I hate that you're dealing with that, but you're not the worst, mom. Sure, your kid dumped stuff all out over the floor. You're not the worst. This situation just stinks right now. What is the worst that could really happen when you feel like it's the worst? You're going to go to sleep and start over. Sure, you had an awful day. Very bad, no good, terrible day, whatever the name is. How can you deal with it? And who's going to support you? How do you implement some self-care? How do you cheer yourself up in that moment? You are capable of answering all of these questions in real time. It's just being aware of what the thought is and then attacking it right away so that it doesn't linger not longer than necessary. It doesn't affect the rest of your day. It doesn't steal any more moments of joy than it's trying to. And again, I'm not saying toxic positivity is what we need here. We are not dismissing any of this, but you can be aware of it and you can examine it and understand, okay, maybe I just need to reframe this, or maybe I am being aware of what's happening right now and it does suck, but here's what I can do and here's who can support me. I hope that is helpful to you today. None of us are immune to negative thoughts, but we do have the power to examine them and to not take ownership of every negative thought that enters our mind. If you have any questions or thoughts or opinions on this, I would love to hear from you. I'm on Instagram and Facebook at Convenient Counselor or convenientcounselor.com. You can also hit contact, and I hope that you are able to walk into the week ahead ready to attack those negative thoughts, because as always, you've got this, and I'm cheering you on. See you next week.